Welcome to our first episode of NBC Kids. I'm Adam.
And I'm Carly, and we're from North Baptist Church, and we are so excited for the opportunity to share with you about hope in Jesus.
We're going to do a Bible story, a song, and read from a book about a man that made Jesus his friend. And then God used him, and the man worked very hard to do great things for his friend, Jesus.
And we also will be learning a memory verse for this week, and we'll be giving you activities that you can do at home, and you can send pictures in of your activities to our email at nbckids5@gmail.com, and we'll feature them in our video on Wednesday.
We're going to get this started by doing our Bible story. Our story today comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 12. If you happen to have a Bible handy, you can open it there. John chapter 12. And our story today starts after Jesus rose his friend Lazarus from the dead, which is amazing.
It really is amazing. After coming back to life, Lazarus asked Jesus and the disciples to come over for a meal while Martha was doing all the cooking and cleaning. Lazarus was sitting with Jesus. But Mary did something very unexpected.
She certainly did. The Bible says she had a large bottle of very, very expensive perfume. And she did something that no one would have expected her to do. She opened it and she poured it on Jesus' head and his feet. Now you have to think, the whole room would have smelled amazing.
The perfume was so expensive that if someone wanted to buy it in that time, they would have to save money for working every day for a whole year. So expensive.
So why would Mary do this? You see, this was Mary's way of worshiping Jesus. She was showing him just how much he meant to her, that she was willing to give that up.
And using her hair to wipe Jesus' feet was not a glamorous job either. In that time, people wore sandals, and if they walked all day in the dirt and the mud, their feet would have been filthy and smelly.
Thank you.
But Mary was so willing to show her love for Jesus that she did something that others would see as foolish or silly or wasteful. But she was willing to do that because she loved Jesus so much. Sometimes we may feel silly or care what other people think about us when we do things for Jesus. And that could be like singing songs, praying, or being kind to someone that everyone makes fun of. But if we truly love Jesus, then that won't stop us. What are some ways that you could show Jesus that you love him and worship him?
Singing songs is one way that we can worship Jesus together. Our song for this week is "Here I Am to Worship." The music's going to be playing, but the lyrics will be on the screen, so please sing along with us.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for singing along with us. I hope you enjoyed our song.
We're going to be featuring Everyone a Child Should Know. And today, we're going to be reading about a certain friend of Jesus with the name John Calvin. Now, John Calvin lived about 500 years ago. But here's his story. Do you like working hard at school? Do you think reading, writing, and sums are fun? Jesus can really use friends like you. John Calvin liked working hard. He liked reading very clever books. He liked thinking very clever thoughts. He liked writing very clever things down. Then he became Jesus' friend. He loved reading the Bible. He loved thinking about the Bible. He loved writing about the Bible. In his country, France, in those days, that was a very dangerous thing to do. People didn't like the Bible or care what it said. John had to run away. Where would he go? He was asked to teach the Bible in Geneva, in Switzerland, a town a long way from home. But most people there weren't Jesus' friend and didn't want to do what the Bible said. Yet, he had to run away again. He kept reading the Bible. He kept thinking about the Bible. He kept writing about the Bible. He became quite famous. Now, Geneva wanted him back. Now, Geneva wanted John to teach them the Bible. You see, he worked very hard, speaking and teaching and writing about the Bible. Little by little, people became Jesus' friends. Little by little, people wanted to do what the Bible said. Geneva became full of Jesus' friends, living Jesus' way, all because clever John Calvin worked hard for Jesus.
And if you're Jesus' friend, you can do great things for him too. We can and you can too. As we spoke about earlier, prayer might feel silly sometimes or look silly to others, but prayer is how we talk to God. And so we're just going to teach you a simple way that you can remember how to pray using the fingers on your hand. So when you hold up your hand, your thumb is closest to you. So your thumb represents praying for your family and friends. Your pointer finger points the way. So you'll be praying for wisdom for people like your pastors, doctors, and teachers who point you in the right direction. Your middle finger is the tallest. So you pray for people in government and in leadership like our prime minister and pray for guidance for them. Your ring finger is the weakest finger, so pray for the needy, the poor, and those who need healing. And then last, the pinky finger is the smallest, so don't forget to pray for yourself and what you need from God. So let's try it together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for who you are, and we thank you that we can come here together, even though we're not in person, but we can share about hope in Jesus with our friends who are watching right now. So God, we pray for our friends and family who you know and you love. We pray that you would just lead them and guide them and bring healing and whatever they need, Lord. And we pray for those who point the way for us, like our pastors and teachers and doctors. Lord, would you give them wisdom and guidance as they lead us in this time? And God, we also pray for people in government who are making great decisions in this time. So we pray that you give them the wisdom and guidance that they need, that they can care for our country well. And Lord, we pray for those who are in need right now, who don't have jobs, who are sick, who need healing. Lord, we pray for them that you would give them exactly what they need. We know that you love them and care for them. And Lord, we also pray for ourselves that you would just make us more like Jesus, that we could live lives that are honoring to you, and that we can do things to show how much we love Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So that's just one example of ways that you can pray when sometimes we don't know what to pray. So we are going to challenge you to make your own hand prayer picture. So you can do a creative way, like use paint and make a handprint, and then you can send us a picture on our email, and we will feature it in our next video. So we want to see you do some art, do something creative, and send it in to us so we can see it as well. Here's one example of a five-finger prayer that you could do. And we will have the link to a five-finger prayer in our description, so check it out there, parents, to print that out for your kids.
Do you ever have questions about the Bible? I know sometimes I do.
I definitely do.
Well, don't worry. We have a nice little book from Pastor Sim and his family, and it is full of really good questions. So each episode, we're going to read one, and then the next time, we're going to talk about the answer. So today's question comes from Mackenzie D. She's 8 years old from Tennessee in the USA. And her question is, how do we know that God really answers prayers? Couldn't it just be a coincidence? Well, this is a really good question. And if you think you have an answer, please send that in to us. But we're also going to be talking about this next time we're with you guys. Now for today's memory verse. Every day, we're going to be working on memorizing a verse from the Bible. We're doing this because it's very important that we memorize God's word so that we can take it with us. We're going to practice it every episode this week. And then on Friday, you can send in to us a video of you doing our verse, and then we'll be able to tell that you memorized it. This week's verse comes from John chapter 3, verse 3. It says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." John chapter 3, verse 3. One more time. "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." John chapter 3, verse 3. Great job, kids.
Now, we've given you many activities that you can do at home, and we would love if you would do all of them. But we have a bonus activity for you to do. Take a picture of you acting out washing someone's feet, just like Mary did with Jesus, and email it to us, and we'll feature it on our next video. Thanks for watching.
See you Wednesday.